They had promised Caldrosa Wynne a man of war and put her on a sea cow instead. The Sethi pirate hadn't been able to say no to the money.
Damn the mother who whelped me. Why didn't I say no?
Looking over the port side, men scurried to adjust the sails to catch another cupful of wind. Sails? Bedsheets, more like. The sails were too small. The ship and its sister were too fat and ungainly to outrun a rowboat piloted by a one-handed monkey. In short, the Cenarian warships would be on them in minutes, and there wasn't a damn thing Caldrosa Wynne could do about it.
If you're going to do something, now might be a good time.
Wench! No one tells a Meister his work. Understood?
The leader of the witches' eyes didn't rise from her bare breasts until the last word.
Then to hell with you.
Caldrosa spat over the side, not betraying the queasiness that rose in her at the touch of that witch's eyes. The bastards had been staring at her breasts for the entire trip. Normally, around foreigners, she'd have covered herself. But she liked making the Caladorans uncomfortable. Witches were another matter. Caldrosa reefed the sails and had the men below deck start rowing, but even that was hopeless. Caladoran craftsmanship. They'd even designed the oars poorly. They were too short. Even with the hundreds of men she was carrying, she couldn't translate their strength into speed because not enough men could man the oars at once, nor was there room below for full sweep. She cursed her greed and the witches. In minutes, the three Cenarian warships were on them. It was a shame. In all the ocean, Cenaria couldn't have had more than a dozen ships in her navy, and Caldrosa had found the three best ships of it. In her Sparrowhawk or any Sethi ship with a Sethi crew, she'd be safe. The witches finally stood as the first Cenarian ship drew within 100 paces. They were going to ram her sea cow at an angle and shear off the oars. 80 paces. 70. 50. 30. The witches had their hands twined. Suddenly, it seemed darker on deck than it had been a moment before, but nothing was happening.
Damn you, do something!
Out of the corner of her eye, she thought she saw something immense pass by under the ship. She turned to brace for the impact, but instead only got a face full of water. When Caldrosa's vision cleared, she saw pieces of the Cenarian ship flying through the air, but not many pieces, not enough to account for an entire ship. Then she saw the rest of the ship through the shallow blue waters. Somehow, it had been sucked down in an instant. The flying pieces were merely what had broken off the decks and the sails as the water broke over the ship. The sea went black, as if a thick cloud had passed in front of the sun, but it undulated. It took Caldrosa a moment to realize that something enormous was passing beneath her ship. Something absolutely immense.
No spray core valleges leviathan friend or
more than their hands intertwined around. It seemed as if the black tattoos all of them wore had torn free of their hands and were holding each other, pulsing with power. The witches were sweating as if under tremendous strain. Water swelled as if an immense arrow were passing just under the surface of the sea and then stopped as it reached the second Cenarian warship. The men on its deck, 50 paces away, were shooting arrows into the water, brandishing swords, the captain trying to turn the ship. For 5 seconds, nothing happened. Then, two gray, massive something slapped against the Cenarian ship's deck. They were too big for Caldrosa to even guess what they could be for a moment. Each one covered nearly a quarter of the ship's hull. Then, the ship bounded 10 paces out of the sea, straight up, and Caldrosa saw that they were fingers of a massive gray hand. Then the hand went down and the entire ship disappeared under the waves. Then, the black shape was moving again. It was too big to be real, and this time the men on the last Cenarian ship were frantically moving about. The ship drifted, even though it had closed the distance with her sea cow while the other ships had been being destroyed, and was now almost touching it. The sea swelled again, but this time there was no pause. The Leviathan swam beneath the Cenarian ship at incredible speed, rising high enough in the water that spines from its back rose 30 feet in the air. The spines cut the ship in half, and two flips of a gray tail smashed each half into the ocean. Suddenly, the cheering stopped, and the soldiers were pointing. She followed their gaze and saw that swell rising again, this time pointing straight for them. The witches were sweating freely, open panic on their faces.
No, that won't work. Like this.
Something rippled out from the witches toward the Leviathan. It met the oncoming beast, and nothing happened. Then, the huge shape turned and went out to sea. The witches collapsed on the deck, but something wasn't finished. Caldrosa saw that immediately. They stared hard at the young man who, if Caldrosa guessed correctly, had taken control and saved all of their lives. The young man shook his head, staring at the deck.
Obedience unto death.
Your fate is decided.
The other 11 witches gathered around the two men. They laid their hands on the young man who'd saved them, and Caldrosa saw his tattoos rise from below his skin. They swelled and swelled until his arms were black, and then they burst. Not out, but away from the witch's body, but in, as if they were veins that had been overfilled and now leaked through the rest of his body. The ruptured tattoos bled beneath the young man's skin, and he collapsed to the deck, twitching violently. Everyone else on the ship was studiously ignoring the witches. Caldrosa found herself the only one watching the exchange.
Get rid of it. Remove it from my sight.
The other witches tossed the corpse overboard. Then the leader turned and watched Caldrosa with two blue eyes.
Never again. Never again.